Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I talked to the congressman during that one-minute break. He said, Alex, I'll come on for 30 minutes next week. Gotta go. I got 2 minutes to get to the floor. Bang! So Ron Paul is running down the House corridors, the Capitol corridors right now to get there. Now, that happens a lot with congressmen when they're in session, is that it happens about half the time. They say they'll be on in the third hour, they're on in the first. Or they say they're on in the first hour, they're on in the fourth. But Ron Paul always comes through. And so next week I'll be able to ask my big row of important questions. But I think that little 10-minute pop-in from the congressman, I wanted to ask him about Rand Paul's campaign coming up with the Senate. I wanted to talk to him about cap and trade and a lot more, but hey, it's better. Instead of our monthly visit, we'll have him next week. 30 minutes with Congressman Ron Paul. I'm all over the map, ladies and gentlemen. I have stacks of off-the-charts important news. They're going to tax your food, your meat, not just in the name of carbon, but government cards. Everyone's getting one, tracking what you buy, sell, and do. This is going to be hellish bureaucrats in our lives. I mean, it's in all the official documents. Now they're proposing it. All these years we've talked about this, and it's now happening. So that's coming up. Just tons of important news today. It actually makes me just head spin almost. But I want to go to calls now at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take calls in the next 30 minutes. Then I'm going to hit news, go back to calls. It's open phones for the rest of the show today. 1-800-259-9231. And I've... Well, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Rod in Florida. You're on the air, Rod.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. It's really nice to talk with you.
Okay, bro. Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question for Dr. Paul, but I guess he had to go back to work. So one of the things that I've been listening to you over the years, and I had a long conversation with Ron Paul back in 99 about a lot of this stuff. I'm an ex-federal investigator with the FAA and, you know, the 9/11 truth and all this other sort of things that are going on. But one of the things that I've been listening to over the years is, one, we have all these problems that are brought to our attention. You've brought so much before us. And the one thing that I'm not hearing in the truth movement are solutions. I'm hearing lots and lots of problems, but real, true, honest-to-God solutions, such as, you know, is it going to be possible to dismantle the Federal Reserve, and what do we replace it with?
I'm going to be honest with you, because I get this email a lot, and I get this call a lot, Rod, and I don't know what radio show you're listening to, and I don't know what liberty or freedom or truth movement or resistance, you know, pro-human movement, anti-eugenics movement, whatever you want to call free humanity, the free humanity movement, the decency, the love movement, I mean, whatever, the soul movement, the honor movement, the innocence movement. I don't know what show you're listening to. We're trying to audit the Fed to expose their crimes and then abolish them and get sound money under the U.S. Constitution. I mean, giant solution. We're having the states, 30-plus of them, what, like 8 or 9 have now, or is it past that now, have passed the resolutions saying we're not going to follow federal takeovers, we're not going to follow gun confiscation, Tennessee, Wyoming, Utah, Louisiana passing pro-Second Amendment laws. The Fed's now saying we're going to ignore that. Court battles, just endless solutions about run for county commissioner, run for mayor, run for school board. Get involved in government. Stop focusing only on the big national, international. Take the local. Occupy, you know, the ground. Wake up neighbors, inform others, call into talk radio, make films, start websites, you know, educate yourselves, love your wife, love your husband, get right with God. You know, it's an inside job. It starts with us. Be involved in the community. I mean, all I do, fight the CPS, pass legislation to restrict their criminal activities, support good police, punish bad ones. Stay there, Rod, because, I mean, I'm going to give you a chance to give a solution, Bubba. But, I mean, this is a... I'm not saying you're doing this, but COINTELPRO parrots that we don't give solutions. All we do is give solutions and give people spirit to know we can kick the butt of the New World Order. Okay? So I don't know what show you're listening to.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I keep getting hundreds and hundreds of emails and web posts saying, who am I talking to? Sometimes I come in at the start of the show or start of the segment, and I'm talking to John in Minnesota, or I'm talking to my crew in there. I have an intercom to Minnesota and an intercom out into the control room in there. And so I want to check and see if a caller is still there because I see something going on with the phone lines. I'll go, oh, hey, and I'll hit the talk back button, and then you can't hear me, and I'll ask him, is the caller still there, or is that guest there, or something like that. People keep making a much ado about nothing, about what's he doing? Let's lip read. I was asking if Rod was still there from Florida. But see, when I hit talk back, you can't hear. But my crew can hear me. So that's what you're seeing at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the viewers out there. Okay, I want to continue with your calls now. But and we're going to go back to Rod. But I want to answer his question. He says, I want to see more solutions. I want to hear more solutions. There's something very elementary here. Not just that we constantly, et nauseam, talk about solutions. I mean, if people don't hear the solutions, they got wax filling their ears or something, or corks in their ears, headphones on. I mean, I don't know. But it's like blaring hip-hop music with the whole building shaking, and somebody says, I don't hear any music, and the windows are I mean, so, it's like living downtown in 6th Street over a bar at night, and you can't even, these people move downtown, and they move in over bars, and then they complain about the bars. Anyways, it's like, I moved over a bar in the bar district. I don't know why I'm hearing this, but he's asking about solutions. And so I'm going to give him a chance to give us the solutions, because so often people that say, give us solutions, they don't have solutions. But I bet Rod, a nice guy in Florida, I bet he does. I will tell you what we don't give you is easy cookie cutter ones. Instant gratification, drive through the Wendy's, drive through the Burger King, drive through the Sonic, drive through the McDonald's and get the food in 1 minute. And you see the men and women sitting there stamping their feet and getting mad because there's five cars in front of them and they got to wait 2 minutes at McDonald's to get some GMO. All we talk about is solutions. And the biggest one is exposing the globalists and how they operate and how they work and how they've got us all turned against each other and how they use race to divide us in the name of fighting racism. All their tricks on display, teaching people how the system works, showing people how to think for themselves. But all of that is a side issue to the central one, with the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. The Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis, then they hype it up and say, what is somebody going to do? There's a crisis. There's a problem. It's bad. What are we going to do? And then they have their people come out and say, the solution is this. Something the public would have never accepted before. But if they frame it like the public wants it, we want a solution. We want Congress to get something done. When the founders wanted separation of powers and said gridlock was good. Because if you don't have gridlock, you're going to get a tyranny 100% of the time. You want government off your back. So they set up a system where it all be tied up. And it was an incredible engine of liberty and freedom that it unleashed. So you hear this about solutions. And these politicians will come in there and they'll give you, oh, it's so easy. I'm going to get you a car and a job and no more problems if you just vote for me. And then 6-8 months into the administration, it's hell on earth. I'm going to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Then you find out the whole Homeland Security system is for you and your family and was designed from the beginning to suppress the American people in an offshore corporate takeover. It's the straitjacket to make sure you can't resist and get control of your government legitimately and to call dissent terrorism. And Homeland Security documents saying if you want to audit the Fed, you're a terrorist. Well, I guess 51% say abolish the Fed outright. And what is it, over 70-plus percent think it needs to be investigated? Well, you got 20-some percent that are still mind-numb robots, and they're all the ones sucking their thumbs, calling us the kooks. Look at how far we've come. Look at the success that we've had. The American people are waking up in a big, big way every single day, ladies and gentlemen. And I am just so excited about what's going on and what's happening. And 9 times out of 10, when I see people complaining, they're on the web, they're on YouTube, they're on the message boards, they're emailing me, they're calling, saying, meanly a lot of times, not like Rod, why don't you do more? Why don't you have more solutions? Or you're not doing it right. You're not, you know, effective enough. Believe me, I know. I'm not perfect, but I'm in a fight. I'm being assaulted by a technocratic, eugenicist, scientific dictatorship. I am resisting it with my humanity. In any fight, you're not going to be perfect. Not even the best prize fighter. Not even the best ultimate fighting championship. Not the best Greco-Roman wrestler. They're not perfect, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't claim to be some expert at this. I'm somebody taking action. And so we spend all our time talking about how we need to talk about more solutions and how we need to do things better instead of taking action and getting involved. And I see so many other people that spend all their time critiquing others instead of being leaders themselves. But when somebody tells me we're not talking about solutions, when we say the states' rights movement, when we talk about taking over our local counties and cities, when we talk about pushing to get voting integrity, when we talk about exposing false flag terror so governments lose that favorite problem reaction solution system, when we realize that they create crises and then offer their solutions that are never what they claim they're for, but to get more control and vertically integrate the economy. This is a long, hard, societal, cultural process. We've become domesticated, poisoned, dumbed down, and turned into a bunch of scum, myself included. We have to pull out of this. It is a struggle. It is not just boom, easy. People are like, well, you know, I want to see a solution with the Federal Reserve. What do you think it is to audit it? People say, well, I want to hear what the solution is once we audit it. Ron Paul's introduced bills of how to replace it. He has a bill with a bunch of sponsors to abolish it and a plan. And there's a bunch of other great plans and different debates about a gold back or a government fiat back or a partially gold or silver back or different monetization systems or a different comprehensive annual financial investment system for dividends like Alaska has, where citizens get paid off of tax money investment. That's how much wealth the globalists created for themselves. We could have been all paid. They don't want us to get that, so they took the money, bankrupted it by design once they put it in real assets. I mean, I just give solution after solution. Don't take the vaccines. That's a big solution. Warn your neighbors not to take them. Tell police and firemen and medical workers that are being ordered to take it that there's no law, they don't have to. And in 2002, we said no to the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. 14 million first responders told to take it. 4,000 took it. A bunch of them died. Tommy Thompson wouldn't even take it. Head of Human Health and Services, they suspended the program. Huge victory, absolute solution, hardcore info. I mean, you know, they had a bill where the CPS in Texas could take your children, no judge, no jury, not even a fake order, take your medical records, computerize them all, which they've already done under other guises, use it, no more anything. We beat the bill. Just hundreds of solutions, hundreds of fights. We beat the Trans-Texas Corridor three times. First, they came out and announced they had it and then said it was a great thing, and then we said we didn't want it, so they said, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. And we said, don't try that Jedi mind trick on us, that game. Here you are setting it up. Then they said, okay, but it's good. Then they said they canceled it. Now they came back and said, oh, we're just renaming it. We just went and beat it again at the legislature. I mean, we're here swinging muskets at the Alamo, fighting for our lives, and there's a bunch of people going, you need to swing your musket a little bit better up there on the parapet, and you need to give me a little more. I mean, I could just go for, in fact, I could suspend all calls, all guests, everything, and just give you solutions for hundreds of hours and victories we've had and everything we've done. I'll tell you the solution. It's getting up off our big fat butts and taking action against the New World Order. It's getting basic instincts of defending your family, never ratting out your family, not trusting the government. That's a big fat solution. Not complying, not going along, not giving in, becoming Americans again, becoming free people again, not being a bunch of trusting, gullible jackasses. Now, Rod, I want you to give me solutions right now. You're talking to millions of people, buddy. You give me solutions.
Well, one of the solutions that I had in mind that I really wanted to talk to Ron Paul about was, what do we do when the Federal
Reserve... Hold on just a minute. Hold on. See how you did that again? The spirit of complaining. We weren't going to take calls for Ron Paul. I said we're going to take calls after Ron Paul. You're on the air.
I wasn't here to do what you...
You can send Ron Paul. What is that little thing? I mean, did we do something? It's kind of like we're not providing a service here. I mean, what's that statement there? I wanted to talk to Ron Paul.
It was just that's what the question was based for.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't get me wrong. I think that if it wasn't for you, we'd be back in the Stone Age. What I was talking about was very specifics, because, like, for instance, with the situation that we're in right now, the United States, everybody is so dependent upon credit. And they're not going to do anything if they can't have their Mercedes and they can't have their Harley Davidsons.
That's what
I
said to Ron Paul. We are held hostage by these bankers.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. What I'm, as a listener, I'm not trying to say that you're not doing anything, because, man, if it wasn't for you, we'd be in big trouble. Big trouble.
If it wasn't for you, Rod, it's you. You're the power taking action.
Well, when I was in the federal government, I was an investigator, and I was hired on 9/12. Okay, and I saw the bull that was going on there. Okay,
I want to hear about it when I get back. I'm going to quit interrupting you, and then I promise we're going to get to Scott, Philip, Donna, Dave. We'll just take calls the rest of the hour, because I got One caller can call in with an issue, and I just go off on it. But it's important. But I want everybody to understand, this show is nothing but one big, giant solution. It's called love and liberty and freedom and getting up on your hind legs and standing up to bullies and cleaning house. It's getting fired up.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out, for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me!
By the way, I'm going to go ahead and have Hartley on in the last hour today. Talk about Obama's plunging approval ratings and what that means. The cap and trade and a lot more. Okay, I'm going to go to Scott, Philip, Donna, Dave. We've been holding like champs. Rod, finish your points you've been trying to make about being a federal investigator after 9/12. Go ahead.
Well, basically, the question that I wanted to get to was, what do we replace the system with specifically? Do we print a new dollar? What is that going to do to the countries around the world that are holding dollars? Is there a reasonable way? When the system is based on fraud, and fraud is a crime, who is responsible to be arresting these people? Who is it specifically? That's what I'm asking about. I'm asking about who is actually specifically in charge to oversee these things so that we can hold these people accountable.
Ron Paul says state grand juries should start indicting all these people like Madoff and others, doing investigations, and then after that, people can be federally charged after they've been convicted in state court. Clearly, there are processes that Ron Paul and many other economists, he is an economist, not his medical doctor, have laid out. We can have a debate about that, but we know this group of crooks needs to go. Some plans over a decade would phase out the current dollar, the Federal Reserve dollar, and at the same time would stop issuing as much of it. So that would actually be good for nations holding it. And then you'd have kind of a dual system as you phased that out. You would ban the derivatives, these fraudulent counterfeit instruments they make. The banks just make these up. You would restrict fractional reserve banking because this is the false economy, the predatory economy, the flim-flam economy that is waging war against the real economy. Notice the biggest funders of global greenhouse taxes and these systems are J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of England, shareholders, Goldman Sachs, because they're parasites. They want you bankrupt. They want to own you. They are con artists, Ponzi scheme operators that got so big they rule the planet. But it's through fraud. And so we just point out that they are the real government instead of always looking at Obama or Bush. They're like, look at my puppets. You know, I need to get some little puppets, an Obama puppet, or have somebody make one. An Obama puppet and a Bush puppet, or a McCain puppet. Look, here's my puppets. Don't look at me. Meanwhile, here's the New World Order up here. We're starting to look past them. People are finding out, oh, it's the banks. Oh, it's a New World Order. And they are getting scared. I watched Bernanke in this town hall at the Kansas City Fed, same Fed where they tried to arrest my guys for being 200 yards away at a World War I memorial. Just crazy video on the web. That's in the new film, by the way. And our clip of it is. And Bernanke's scared up there. Look, they've lost the arrogance. They used to go into Congress, and Congress would like, oh my God, a God just came in. And now it's, hey, crook, what are you doing? It's over for them. They can, and they're gonna pull scams. But, I mean, you ask, what do we replace it with? The Constitution. It has provisions for all of that.
I see that. But one of the things that, as a listener, and that's really all I'm trying to say here is, as a listener, I'm trying to get up my own ideas as to what I can go and do. And I get those from you. I get them from a lot of other people. And I've already exercised my abilities. I've contacted my congressman. I've contacted my representatives. I was the Alaska State Coordinator for We the People of Bob Schultz, and that's how I initially got in touch with Ron Paul back in 99. I was a federal investigator. I resigned due to corruptions and some other things. I've done everything that I can do as a person that I think of to do this, but yet it's still going on. So I see your fight. I'm trying to participate in the fight. And what I think we ought to do is really look into the possibility of citizen's arrest, because under the Constitution, it's clear fraud is fraud.
That is in the Constitution, and the people created the counties and cities and states, and so that's why a city is a corporation. It's so-called self-rule. Now the mayors and police forces are owned by the unions and the offshore banks. Most of them don't even know it, and so it's an us against them. They're sucking off us. It's the parasite. It's like the thing in the movie Alien that attaches to your face and lays the New World Order egg. We got to get it off our face. And so instead of always trying to find a magic bullet or something that brings the whole elephant down, you got to just go in, discredit the system until nobody supports it. I appreciate your call. Scott in Texas. Go ahead, Scott.
How's going on?
Worldwide transmission.
I hear your thing about solutions, and I'm first time caller. I've only been listening to you recently, but I've covered a ton of your stuff on the internet, over 50 hours of YouTube, including the Obama deception. And my question, and I'm with you on everything from New World Order to Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Affairs, all that stuff, because it's happening right under our noses, and the evidence is right there. But my question is, we talk about fighting the New World Order and exposing the secret government and spreading the word and all this. I never hear anybody talking about the reasons why these elite factions feel it necessary to congregate in these organizations and secretly plan all of our futures.
All right, stay there. You're making a great point. We're going to come back, talk about that with Scott, Philip, Donna, David, and a lot of others right here on GCN, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
What I'm going to do is massive news blitz starting at 8 after in the second segment of the next hour. They continue with open phones. Webster Darkly popping in for about 45 minutes in the last hour. I was going to have nothing but calls today. Then Ron Paul was on, and then Tarpley's just been right about too much stuff, right on target. I just, my respect for him grows every day. So that is coming up later in the transmission today. I did even skip a break last hour for Ron Paul because he had to change when he was coming on. I'm going to go back to Scott and Philip and Donna and David and Randy and others here in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's transmission possible. Guys, you give me that stack of DVDs over there, because I can't get up and get them. The number one sponsor is My Films. The number one sponsor is My Documentaries. That's how we fund this operation. That and our advertisers. Plus, these really are the premier anti-New World Order pro-liberty films out there. I mean, Endgame is more important than the Obama deception overall. This shows you who the globalists are, what their master plan is, that they're eugenicists, the admitted murder of troops and foster children and black people and Native Americans and everybody else. I mean, this film is what's on record. I mean, these people will take a two-year-old and strap them down and radiate them to death. They'll take a foster kid and give them drugs till they die, knowing it's going to kill them. I mean, you want to know who we're fighting, folks? These are real monsters, and Endgame covers it. Get it. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. This film needs to be mega viral. Generation RX, about how they're drugging our kids by design. Very important film we carry. Fabled Enemies, the latest and best 9/11 truth film out there with the latest info by Jason Burmes. Hardcore. Fabled Enemies. Anthrax War, new film we're carrying. Excellent getting into all that threat and the government operations and history of it. Very well produced. Global Warming, Emerging Science Understanding, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Very well done, even better than his last one, Breaking Down the Fraud of Global Warming. You may know all about this. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. And they're using global warming to micromanage and set up the eugenics economy, the micromanaging carbon tax, carbon footprint system. You need to see this film. This film's free when you get it with the Obama Deception or some of my other documentaries. Free. And it's the entire interview with Aaron Russo before he died, the last video interview out there. Great guy. People kept asking for it on DVD. Here it is with an update by myself on the banking takeover, the New World Order, and a lot of his predictions coming true. It's Reflections and Warnings. It's about 100 minutes long on DVD. You can get it free. Check out the offers at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Films like Martial Law. The classic, 3 hours long, with 45 minutes of extras. This is an incredible film. The police state, the New World Order, their philosophy, Bohemian Grove, all of it. This is like three films in one. The biggest film I ever made. This film has probably been seen by more people and more DVDs sold than all these combined. And it's good because it shatters the left-right paradigm and how both parties are controlled. It's elementary. It's got a lot of insight in the latest developments in his real agenda versus his fake one, but it's very popular because it's elementary. It's designed for those that don't understand this, and it's breaking everybody's conditioning. This film is devastating. This is the film to show a beginner. The Obama Deception, own it on DVD, and a lot of other books and videos we carry. Okay, so InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I don't really use that Dropbox anymore. I'm supposed to stop using that. What's the P.O. Box? Make me start using the P.O. Box because I am just bad. I keep using that address, and they tell me I can't use it in a couple months. Well, go ahead and tell folks on air, Hoosh. Pop in on air right now.
It'll be 19549. Austin, Texas. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do it all for you. 19549. That's the P.O. Box. Austin, Texas, 78760.
Good job, my man. Thank you. Now, give it out to them again, because they're going to call and say they didn't hear it. I mean, I couldn't even have written that down right, that fast.
Free Speech Systems, LLC, P.O. Box, 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760.
That's right, and you can address stuff Alex Jones, InfoWars, Free Speech Systems, whatever you like. It all works. Okay, thank you so much. And then one last sponsor, I didn't plug any of this last hour, we're catching up, and we're going back to your calls, acolablue.com. Acolablue.com. Did you know you can be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Acolablue, with the Acolablue 28 machine, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. That's just their smaller unit. The water, once generated, passes through seven-stage filter process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about on the show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at acolablue.com or by checking out the banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Give them a call at 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Okay, I'm done with that five-minute rant plug fest. Let's just try to get to your calls here. Scott, recap the point you were making. It sounded really interesting, and then finish up.
Yeah, well, basically what I was getting at is finding out the why behind all these. Everything that you're following, all those groups, Absolutely, it's happening. It's undeniable. It's indisputable. But I was trying to get as to the why. I mean, let's face it. Most of us growing up, especially these days, are brought up to distrust politicians and world leaders because they seem to only have the interest of a very few elite at heart. But, I mean, did it ever occur to anyone that the bulk of the U.S. population, and heck, the world population for that matter, does not have the mental capacity to deal with some of the difficult decisions that need to be made on a very grand scale? What do you think of it?
What are you getting at there?
What I'm getting at is I don't necessarily agree with – I agree with everything that you're saying. Everything is happening the way you say it's happening. My question is, playing devil's advocate here, is are we sure that this isn't a good thing? Are we not preparing for something bigger? Do we know why they feel it necessary to try to govern our lives as they do?
Maybe it's good to take the third world children and deal with them for their own good.
Right. Well.
Give them a Colombian necktie?
No. I'm not going that direction.
For the earth, because maybe the elites are the elites because they know something we don't, and maybe it's sad, but they're willing to do the tough things. That's their attitude. I'm so sorry about having to kill all these people, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, and even think about their RFID chip, which is...
Come to me, my child.
Yeah. Well, that's an excellent way for them to track everyone's worth. And I mean, I've seen the interviews with Aaron Russo and, you know, everything you guys did there. And, I mean, it's although they talk about it as they play it off as a means to secure currency transactions, to secure your ID, all that kind of stuff, it, there's so many other functions that they can use it for. And that's basically your overall worth is tracked. And just like they said, if they don't like what you're doing, they shut it off. But when it's on, they know where your relative spot is. And humanity is based on your value, on your RFID.
And we have these little carbon blobs, these third world people are hurting the earth because the carbon dioxide is deadly poison they exhale. I mean, everything the globalists say is a lie. They're control freaks. And they claim they don't want nukes spreading, but they hand them out. They claim that genetic engineering cross species is dangerous. They're the ones doing it. You know, they're the ones engaging in all the experiments. They're the ones dumping toxic waste. They're the ones throwing nuke reactors in the Black Sea. I mean, they consistently are doing all this bad stuff and then always calling for more power out of the crises they've created. And you can argue that some areas of the earth could be overpopulated, some of these mega cities, and that some of the technologies are dirty, but they're suppressing the clean technologies. And then they say, oh, well, we're euthanizing and sterilizing and poisoning the third world to cull their numbers, but when you find out, they actually said in the Royal Commission in 49, we're going to let their numbers explode to tie them down, and then we'll call them off later as part of another operation. So it's very, very sick. And not everyone is admitting there's a Bilderberg group. I've got Chris Matthews basically following White House talking points, saying we're all insane, and I'm going to play a clip of it later. I meant to yesterday. We're all insane and crazy, and... you know, and if we believe in Bilderberg Group, we're nuts. And they got to go out from the Politico saying this when Politico's done reports admitting it's real and they're calling for world government. And then meanwhile, there's hundreds and hundreds of news articles a month calling for a world government to save us from the devilish carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That is, you know, just so deadly. It's scarier than a body snatcher. The globalists are control freaks. Hitler was killing all those people, saying there wasn't living space and that he had to make living. He was an environmentalist. He was a vegetarian. And I'm not saying all environmentalists or vegetarians are bad, but I'm saying the environmental movement was founded by the Rockefellers on record. And they set it up to teach us that humans were bad so they could have all the land and property. You understand it's neo-feudalism and serfdom that when England had maybe 500,000 people in it, 800, 900 years ago, in all of southern England, you know, which was the main kingdom, that they were saying it was overpopulated then, and people were kept on tiny pieces of land at starvation level as a tool of control. I mean, do you want to be the one to go, maybe there are too many people? Go ahead and inject that child with the HIV. I mean, that's no different than taking a dagger and just plunging it into somebody's heart. Anything else, Scott?
About population control.
Pardon me?
Is that what everything is about? Does it all boil down to population control? I mean, the whole reason
why... I've now read most of the 1,100-page book. in the last 4 weeks since we pushed it out and, you know, really broke it nationally, the eco-science textbook written by the White House science czar is the complete plan. Weather modifications that kill the crops you can't eat, forced sterilization, CPS taking all children at birth, giant communal living centers that the kids are brought up in. That's what China does. They signed a deal with the globalists to be made the global superpower if they do this. I mean, they mean business, pal. Yes, that's what it's about. And look, I want to tell the yuppies this. A lot of them think they're part of the elite. You're not getting exempt from the chemtrail, from the sodium fluoride, from the mercury, from the adjutants, from all of this. You're getting hit, too. So you may want to slaughter these people at some greedy, primitive level, some tribal level. You don't understand the pie is limitless, and we can always expand it, and that we're meant to push off to the stars. A life-creating, terraforming species. It's just going to be awesome. We can just get past these control freaks and these malfunctioning cancers. I mean, that's what these elite humans are. The elite call themselves elite, special species. That Google, elite, will split into separate species, guys. BBC, with them bragging how they're already a super species. Yeah, they're a super degenerate species. I mean, it's like a bed bug or fleas or something. I mean, there's nothing special. They don't have the true vision and love of life. And that's disgusting. And they use our love of life to disinform, to program us, to deprogram us from our natural programming and give us a false program. You know, they take our love and say, be loving, kill yourself. It's for Earth. Oh. I mean, do you see how sick this is? Okay, well, it's clear I'm not getting to you. Listen, I appreciate your call. Listen, I appreciate your call. I got to move on to others. If you think the Earth may be overpopulated and you're calling from Texas, there's lots of high cliffs in the area, and I don't want you to kill yourself. But before you make that decision and support policies that are killing our kids and killing our women and killing our men and killing the third world, because they can really get away with the soft kill weapons on wider scale in the third world, before you do that, you should go to Africa, go to Latin America, look at these little kids in the eyes. And then, you know, kill yourself. I mean, I don't want you to kill yourself, but before you kill somebody or before you support this passively, because it's some primitive level, it gives you a power trip of, oh, God, that feels powerful to kill people. Oh, yes. You know, before you get into that mode, show yourself the door, pal. Now, I know you're not really saying that, but I mean, to those that extrapolate out that view, I mean, I tell Holdren, I tell Kissinger, I tell them all. I wish them no harm. I wish they'd wake up and get their souls back. How is it moral that we need to die, but evil if we say they need to commit suicide? I mean, I tell Dr. Pianca at UT, buddy, nobody's stopping you. Nobody's stopping you, pal. Me, I want every moment of life. I'm going to be like Darth Vader. I'm going to try everything I can to stay alive as long as possible that's moral. I'm not going to take Chinese slaves' organs, though, to do it. Coming up, I'm going to go over this Chris Matthews psychology. It's very important. Start of the next hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Philip in Tennessee. Philip, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'd like to touch on a news brief out of CBS Channel 2 Chicago.
The police are now going to shoot at fleeing cars?
Yes, no due process, and you only have to be suspected of committing a felony.
They passed a law that the police can force you out of your house without a warrant or anything now. They got rid of the castle doctrine here, too, in the name of hurricane evacuation, but it's wider. No, it's total tyranny now happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I knew you hadn't touched on it. You probably have a large stack of news to get on your desk.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because it's painful to go through these stacks. And I've got to make myself, in fact, producers, make me do 30 minutes every day where I just at least read the headlines and folks can think what they want about it. Yeah, that's CBS, and the Army's going to be involved as well. They're going to gun us down. It's all part of freedom.
Well, just wanted to make sure your listeners could Google that. Do a start page search on that. CBS Chicago, local police, deadly force. They changed their policy. They now do not need to be under attack with a vehicle to open fire. So
no, they're just going to... No, exactly. We're dead. I mean, look, when you read Pentagon documents from the 50s and 60s, they said, we got to train the troops and police to kill citizens. How do we... And then after Penn State, they said, how do we train them? We train the public and the police at the same time. We give them soft kill weapons They're called Less Lethal is their true name. Now, there's the headline. Chicago area, new policy allows police to shoot at fleeing cars. And it says, yeah, they don't have to be in danger. They're going to murder you if you try to leave. And next it's going to be, you didn't pull over quick enough, so I killed you. Or next, you didn't know the police car was behind you, so they're going to shoot you. And there's this cult of just worshiping police and running around behind them and loving them and thanking them. And it's very sick. And the Chicago police are a murdering mafia. They're allowed to beat up women at bars who don't give them more drinks on TV and don't get in trouble. I mean, it's just total mafia run. Aaron Russo talks about that in the Reflections and Warnings. And I've got the Houston police chief saying they want to put cameras in everyone's homes with straight faces. I had the Bergen County police chief on. They had police chiefs in New Jersey, over counties. And he said, I want to make everyone take a chip in the county. I mean, anything else, sir?
You do a great job, Alex.
I appreciate your call. I'm glad you called about that. Human race will split into two different species. It says we will be a goblin-like creature. That's us right there, the little goblin. And the elite will be the super sapien. But they train you with the tasers and with the guns that shoot rubber bullets with the big flashes. They're getting everybody ready.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Yeah, years ago I would run through all the news, and I still cover 20, 30 stories a day. But now I don't want to read this article about the police are going to gun down people that drive away. I told you they're giving the Army and the MPs training that if you don't stop at a checkpoint, they're going to kill you. And then it's in the mainstream news. They're training to have heavy machine guns set up at Army checkpoints at the military bases, and now they're doing drills out on the highways, drills where they have the citizens fighting back calling us terrorists. They're drilling to fight us, and just like Iraq, you don't stop at a checkpoint, and it's come out many times, people aren't paying attention or whatever, they just kill you. And the police are just, it's been announced, CBS News. See, I should have opened the show with that. I should have opened the show with scores of White House openly funded and openly run. I mean, these are direct members of his, of the White House, are now writing hit pieces on me. I mean, it's, folks, it's scary. I kind of look at my kids every day and go, man, I sure enjoy life. Like a bird flies by that pretty, I just enjoy everything because I'm not even really worried about them killing me, but I'm kind of like, man, I wanted to do some more fishing or more hiking or I wanted to see this or see that. And I'm not even saying that's going to happen, but I mean, there's a big article up on prisonplanet.com where left-wing website with direct ties to White House smears Alex Jones. I mean, they're coming after me because they know I'm standing up to them. But what am I supposed to do? You know, at a fundamental level, I want to tell the globalist, I wish you'd wake up and stop being evil. But I mean, I can't let you put carbon taxes on me. I can't let you take my guns. I can't let you carry out eugenics and your White House science chief says he wants to take all our kids. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do? We have a right to stand up and say no to you. And I know a lot of people that work for the White House are not completely evil and immoral. Most of you are in the same boat as I am. And the minute you realize that we're all in this together and there's less than 6,000 superclass running this whole system, I don't understand why you're being part of this. And I don't know how you death threat people. And I don't know how you do all the things you do. And I don't know how you create fake Klan groups and get them to blow up buildings and you know, kill your own federal officers. You're evil. You're bad. And to you, that you're beyond good and evil. Oh, we have to do all these evil things because the end justifies the means. And all this Machiavellian bull. But, I mean, it's getting creepy, folks, when every couple days open George Soros-funded publications and open White House and open Acorn groups openly are attacking me. Me. I mean, I guess I am kind of one of the big chief leaders of this whole fight. I guess I'm the most radical and the most focused and the most hardcore. And I'm not even up to this. I can't even believe I'm in this position. I'm not laying down to these people. So I'll try to cover that later. I mean, this is really starting to creep me out, folks. Now they're trying to say I'm a terrorist and stuff. All because I'll read a CBS News story where they're going to, and I point out, hey, shooting at a fleeing car, shooting at people at checkpoints, that's martial law. I mean, that's the most hardcore. That's a 10 on the Richter scale. You know, it's exponential. And I said back in 1999, we were at a 3.3. I said we were at about a 6. Stuff like this is bringing us up to a 7. And then when you go to a 10, that is house by house, grid by grid, taking America over, taking your guns, and death camps and lining people up and shooting them. And this is what happened in Germany. The Germans morally were much more moral than the American people. And look what Hitler did with their minds. And got them into evil, step by step, camel's nose under the tent flap. Same thing with the Russians, very moral people. Look what they did under Lenin and Stalin. Chinese, same thing. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a hot takeover. And they want to run a Soviet-style purge in America. We'll come back, take calls, and then get into all the news. Stay with me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.